Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is Dukes and Bell. Earlier in the show, we were talking about, was it Dan Graziano who wrote the article?
Yep.
And he was basically saying, like, what are the Falcons doing? They're being stubborn with Kirk Cousins. No, I mean, it's bad enough we're stuck with this albatross around our neck of a contract. We're trying to, you know, find a way to mitigate the cost. And part of that, as Carl pointed out, all offseason long, if you cut them before June 1st, you eat a ton more money. Post-June 1 is one savings, and then there's always the chance. Now, this is where we can get into what are the odds that anybody in the NFL loses a starting quarterback in minicamp or in regular camp or at the point before the season begins? Or do you intend to hold Kirk Cousins literally on your roster for this season, and then he'll be the backup wearing the baseball hat?
Or potentially, because I think in season as well, early, right? But before teams now, have played their ways in or out. Like, within the first 3 weeks of the season, one quarterback, I don't know who, someone's going to go down for the season.
We discussed, you know, the weirdness or maybe the lack of weirdness, as we said. And we asked Brian McFadden about this. We had Ovi Mihaly on. Talked to a couple of guys a few months ago about this. And they said, yeah, some guys might think he's full of crap. And other guys just say, look, it's how he handles his money and how he handles his marketability. And so a lot of guys don't begrudge him the fact. Now, the fan would go, well, hey, were you lying in October or lying in January or both? But, you know, but to a teammate, you know, they don't care.
And quite frankly, like half the teammates, I don't care how they do or don't treat him. I care how one teammate is treated and treats him. And that's Michael Penix and their relationship.
Right.
Because if those two are clean and he's still helping Penix on the ins and outs on the daily basis, I don't really care if someone on the D-line has a problem with him or if a safety has a problem with him.
All right, so you had a list of teams. And,
yeah.
And this is where teams, most NFL teams don't have a great backup situation.
Correct.
I mean, historically, you know, we have actually not had the worst. We, you know, it's so funny. We were pining for Taylor Heineke, and he came out and he was basically as mediocre as Ritter.
Yeah.
You know, that. Remember the Tennessee game in the second half? It was like, I was waiting for that. So who do we got? Give me some guys. Give me some teams that would be up. Whoop, creek.
I wrote down 20 teams here, Mike, that I think believe themselves to be in serious playoff competition.
All right, so let's set the scenario. It's in August or it's the first couple of weeks in September.
Yeah.
This team X or YZ loses a quarterback. Go.
Bills, they going to turn their season over to Mitch Trubisky or Kirk Cousins?
Mm.
The Ravens, they turning the season over to Cooper Rush or Kirk Cousins?
Do you feel that offense with Todd Monken is built towards the specific skill set of Lamar Jackson?
It's not the best fit, but I do think they can make adjustments.
I'm going to say shenanigans that, but I like the first
fine.
One. Okay.
The Bengals turning it over to Jake Browning?
Ooh.
The Steelers right now have Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, that's untenable.
And if he goes down, they're turning it over to Will Howard. CJ Stroud goes down. Davis Mills getting a call.
Yikes.
The Jaguars lose Trevor Lawrence and Nick Mullins. Ready to roll?
Nick Mullins. Man, this goes back to the argument from like 10 years ago about Kaepernick. Like, you can't believe these are some of the backups around. Like, go ahead. Keep going.
Second-year star Bo Nix goes down. Jarrett Stidham gets the call.
Yeah, that's damaged goods.
The one I will say, the Chiefs have Gardner Minshew. They're probably okay there.
Serviceable backup.
Chargers have Taylor Heineke and Trey Lance.
Okay. I have no idea what Trey Lance is. No one knows what Trey Lance is.
Dak goes down. Joe Milton's getting a call.
Well, that's why they made the trade. They believe in Joe Milton because when Joe Milton took over for Drake May, he actually didn't stink. Now, it's a tiny sample size, but he would have been. If he didn't have the knee injury at Tennessee, right. I think he's starting somewhere in the league.
And I do think they view him, though, as a developmental piece. Is he ready to win now? Is that a call they make? Eagles, Jalen Hurts, and same thing with the offense, by the way. Tanner McKee, Kyle McCorder, Dorian Thompson-Robinson.
Ooh, that's thin. Yeah, that's a thin
room. Commanders going with Marcus Mariota?
Yeah.
And he might be fine. The Bears turning it over if Caleb goes down to Tyson Bagent or Case Keenum.
Wow. Man, these are some awful
the
names.
The Lions have Kyle Allen and Hendon Hooker. I'll go a little faster here. The Packers have Malik Willis. Now, the Bucks in division, you're probably not making the trade, but in that situation, it is Kyle Trask.
Okay.
The Cardinals have Jacoby Brissett. They may stay there. The Rams have Jimmy Garoppolo, Stetson Bennett. They may stay there. 49ers, if Brock Purdy does sign and he goes down, Mac Jones, you can kiss it goodbye. Seahawks, they're probably okay with Drew Lock and a combination of Jalen Milro.
Right.
I mentioned 10 teams. That's 20. You could probably scratch seven or eight of them.
And this is why when we talked about – now, the odds – all this – the caveat, of course, is that someone has to get hurt. One of those quarterbacks has to go down, and that's the only way that the Falcons – and then all of a sudden, to Abe's point, the Bill Barnwell point from ESPN a couple months ago maybe is a moot point, that all of a sudden, yes, if somebody's over a barrel, maybe you can finesse a fourth-round or a fifth-round pick, you know, plus you know, someone mitigating some of the cap hit.
And by the way, these are only the teams that I think I qualified by your saying – that are competitors, right? Because you know, if someone goes
there's
down,
other teams that are sitting now. Again, I know that everybody felt that this year was sort of a lean quarterback class. Next year might be a better one. There might be something. Again, we don't tank in the NFL, despite what Mike Greenberg says. But you know, certainly you're going to have teams that are going to say, "Well, we're better off just going in another direction and then getting a better quarterback next year, perhaps." But you're right.
I just there. It's certainly more teams than others, right? Specifically the Bengals, and there are a couple others. The 49ers is a big one for me because they know their window's closing. I just don't know if they're turning it over there to Nick Mullins. I think that, in my opinion, has always been the game plan. Whether it's a bigger risk than it is reward on the back end, if it does or doesn't happen, that's a discussion. This has always been the game plan for me in regards to Kirk Cousins. I never felt he was going to be moved until someone goes down in camp preseason. Or early in the regular season.
So that's why when we talk about, you know, why are they doing what they're doing with Kirk, we've already debated the, you know, the personnel department angle, the HR department. How do you get along with others, Kirk? Because, you know, some guys probably don't give a flip. And one thing for certain, you know, and I know we all kind of laughed when it was said by our general manager, well, you know, we budgeted for this. Yeah, we budgeted for a $45 million backup quarterback. But I mean, but technically, they kind of did because you were expecting Penix Jr. to eventually be eased into the job by year three.
Can I ask you the what would be the weirdest, oddest scenario that we certainly are not hoping comes? Is that what happens if Penix gets hurt?
Don't even say it.
Because I want to discuss that. Mike, we got to have a discussion.
No, we're not. Well, that's bad. That juju is so bad. You can't.
I just want to know how fans are going to react after trashing Kirk Cousins for however long it's been now to him being the sole representative of the hopes of the season.
Well, it goes
if
like,
it comes to
it
that.
Goes like this. All right. We drafted a guy that, again, I think is going to be a great fit in the NFL. You know where I stand on this. I'll die on that hill. I'll argue it to the day I'm done. They pulled this microphone from my cold, numb fingers. That signing Cousins and drafting Penix is the stupidest thing in the history of the NFL.
Agreed.
Period.
Yep.
You know, and the coach wanted one guy, and the general manager had fell in love with the other. And I'm glad he did. Because, you know, then Cousins got hurt. If anything, the coach was in a tough spot because it was unprecedented territory. You know, and I get it. I pressed Terry on it. I mean, I pressed Raheem on it that week after the Charger game. He felt it was a one-possession game, and as bad as Cousins looked, he was still not going to go with the rookie in that situation. But then you move on down the line, they had to. And the Raider game was just everybody in the country now saw that Kirk Cousins can't do anything. So, but getting back to where he was the two-time NFC Offensive Player of the Week. That effort in Mercedes-Benz in the Thursday night game is one of the greatest Falcon games of all friggin' time at home, if we're honest. I mean, you put that up there with anything Mike Vick put on tape, that was one of the most unbelievable passing performances, period. You know, it is the single franchise game record for throwing a football.
It's also, just by happenstance, one of my all-time favorite statistical anomalies for a quarterback. Because if I recall correctly, Mike, the record he threw was for 509 yards. The statistical anomaly is that he was also the first Falcons quarterback to throw for 250 yards in each half. Like the fine line to have 509 total and still fit 250 in each half. I love the numbers on that.
And then I was down there in Tampa where, again, before the wheels came off, Kirk strokes that. He makes that throw to Darnell Mooney. You know the one I'm talking about where he threads the needle into the nickel coverage? It was beautiful. I mean, just – and I saw the whole play develop from where we were sitting on the sideline. And then to see Kirk on the sideline talking to his O-line, working with everybody. I'm like, I even tweeted, look at Kirk. He's like a coach out there. And that's everything was great until it wasn't.
Yeah.
Until McGarry trips on Lindstrom, mm-hmm. and then pow, and he goes down, and then he starts sailing throws all over the place in New Orleans, and then we get back to the point we're making that he just was damaged goods, wasn't the same guy because he was threatened by Michael Penix Jr. And he just if it was just a regular backup,
right.
Perhaps Cousins would have said, "I'm not right, take 2 weeks off." But because he was threatened by this, he wasn't going to stay in Minnesota because they were going to draft a quarterback. That's why he lied and pretend that he was. Okay.
Yeah, and that's exactly what happened. And that's why when it goes back to, like, the players are probably aware of how it worked out, why he did what he did. I think they're more understanding of it. But I don't know, man. Like, we've just been – not necessarily you or I, but this city, for the most part, has just been trashing Kirk Cousins for so long at this point, really since that Saints game. And it's just like, man, like, worst comes to worst, if Cousins has to start for this team because something bad happens – like, it's going to be a heavy turnaround for a lot of Falcons fans to now have to get back behind that guy.
Well, again, I'm just hoping that never, ever has to happen.
Same.
But I am just, as a fan, and I said this, you know, a million times, and again, if you're new to the show, hi, I'm Mike, that's Abe filling in for Carl. But it's just, I've never seen a guy come in and be more likable, more affable, more personable. And this isn't a knock at anybody else who came before him. As far as a quarterback. But it was just, you know, Matt got treated like crap, you know, because, you know, he came in this brutal situation of being post Mike Vick that he was always had to kind of had his armor up, you know, and Lord knows, I wrote a blog saying let's trade his ass in 2015. So I can understand why, you know, wouldn't want to maybe, you know, chew the fat with you. But this guy, I was blown away. I said it on that day at doing the show at Hooters after the third day of camp. I'm like, wow, I love Kirk Cousins. What a guy's guy. This guy, you know, if you watch on quarterbacks on Netflix, he really is the real deal. That's why I was just so blown away by these antics that started with, you know, oh, no, injury report, that's a clerical error, I'm fine. And then just to go and try to, with the help of his agent, rehabilitate his image to improve his marketability for perhaps being traded, demand a trade to Arthur, to thread the needle of going to a team that doesn't have a backup who's going to play for a job, please. Either way, here's where we stand. Abe gave you the scenarios if, in fact, somebody around the league gets injured. Other thing that came up today, I just saw it during the commercial break, Mina Kimes, who I think does a great job, of all the things, she says the Falcons are the best fan base in the league. Explain this one.
The Atlanta Falcons are the best fan base in the entire NFL. They have been through the most. Nobody has been through 28-3. Sorry. They by far have the weirdest team. They endure all of this constant ongoing humiliation with equanimity, poise, resilience. They also have the perfect blend of nihilism with a tiny bit of hope. That I find unbelievably charming.
They act as if we walked into their apartment when it's very messy, and they're kind of like, "Yeah, we know. Like, we know." They're not like defiant, being like, "This is a clean room." They're like, "I'm sorry, we didn't. This is kind of embarrassing." Like, they get it. And we've talked about this. If the Philly fan base had gotten a hold of the Penix Kirk Cousins thing, and we criticized it, they'd go, "Oh, you don't get it. You're not smart enough to get it. Oh, I'm so sorry you don't get it." The Falcons fans are like, "I don't know what the hell is going on. We'll figure this out." The entire premise of the Falcons organization since the day after Kirk Cousins was signed is that Michael Penix is the best quarterback in existence. And I don't know what the hell is going to happen. But I do know the Falcons fans are taking it, as you said, with grace, in stride, and I admire them.
Most of them understand that the James Pierce trade in the draft, the criticism is warranted, but they also are allowing themselves to get excited and hopeful that one of these pass rushers that they've drafted will work out.
They're rooting for the pilot. They're on the plane and they don't know what's going on, but they're rooting for the pilot to stay in the air.
It's a great analysis. I mean, that they really, it's funny. We were just talking about how so many folks around the country do not get us.
Yeah.
You know, and again, ESPN and Fox, sometimes we're like we're part of the flyover states. We're not New York. You know, it's ESPN Sports Center. It's either LeBron or it's the Yankees, Red Sox, or Cowboys. You know, it's Stephen A. screaming about some nonsense. That's it. We rarely get in the conversation. We get screwed out of an All-Star game over a voting bill that half the city doesn't understand.
Yeah.
You know, let alone the country. Everybody wanted to blow beat on that. You know, everyone had a take on that. So, and it's easy to think of us, oh, we do the chop. Oh, the Chiefs fans do the chop, but we're all a bunch of dumb goobers down here. You know, that just drives me crazy. But that's one of the first people nationally who gets us.
Yeah, and that was
Kevin, and I love it. Great job, Mina.
That was Kevin Clark along with Mina Kimes talking about the Falcons. It makes you feel good a little bit to get some representation that for something that's not a negative. Like, there's so much of the stuff Falcons fans have had to deal with being made fun of for a variety of reasons. Only your team would do this. And we're like, yeah, we know. We know we're the only team that's doing this. But, hey, man, we're going to try and make the best of it. Get some respect for
it. We talked about it yesterday. That's why, you know, I gave that little soliloquy about my dad and how you stick with your team. You ride with your team. You ride and die with your team. And in the 2025 we live in, nobody...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He wants to put in that heartbreak equity. That's why, guys, you see those guys who wear Cowboys gear and they have a Yankee hat and have a LeBron jersey. You guys are frauds. You're phonies. If you grew up in Mississippi, okay, you get a pass. Okay, you didn't have a team to root for in the pro sports world. But everybody else, lock on. Put the work in, man. It's a better payoff. And when we finally ever get to that top of the mountain, it'll be unbelievable. No one will understand except for the people Mina was just talking about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.